Our HVAC units are run by a program called iView, and we're running on like version 6, which is obsolete. So now we have to do a huge upgrade, right? That costs money.
Yeah.
But again, it's technology. It's not anybody's fault. Look at your phone 20 years ago. What did that look like?
Yeah.
Right? It's just, it's how it progresses. So somehow we have to be able to keep up with those things. Again, for the kids, you know, we're a one-to-one district. Most districts are now.
Oh, yeah. That also came out of COVID, too. One-to-one, really, that was a big push for COVID.
If we learned one thing, it's how to communicate online, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking to you in Texas right now.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have happened before COVID.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Brighter Together podcast. My name is Janet Courtney, and my guest today is Doug Parker. Doug is the superintendent at Bigfoot Union High School, and that is located in Walworth, Wisconsin. Doug, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us, Doug, a little bit about your role as the superintendent and what's going on at your school.
We are a small high school of about 430 kids, and we have our own school board, our own superintendent, obviously an administrative team, which is a little bit different model than Wisconsin is used to. There are only 10 school districts like us, so it's unique, but it provides great academic setting, and there's only one transition for kids from 8th grade to 9th grade. In a normal K-12, there's multiple transitions. So academically, statistically, we can show that kids achieve more throughout our system, but it also provides some challenges too. One of those is the budget. Like many schools in America, you know, we're not immune to budget issues, and we draw on the same taxpayers that our four elementaries draw on, and each one of them has their own story. And so we have to work within the restraints of four different stories, not just our own.
Right.
So that's been an issue. And then this year, our biggest problem is our insurance renewals. Insurance costs are through the roof across America, as we all know. It's a, I don't want to call it a broken system, but it's a.
Oh, it's broken. I'll say it's broken all day long. I will absolutely say we have a broken insurance system, and it needs to be fixed. So if you're listening and you're involved, do something.
I'm right there with you. I don't know what that is, but for sure we are dealing with that right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and just the uncertainties, right?
Mm-hmm.
The uncertainties coming from the federal level, the uncertainties in our own government. We won't get our budget until at least July.
I know.
What we're being told. So we have to make all these decisions now that, you know, are guesses. They're truly guesses. And we don't certify our budget for the school year until October.
Oh, wow. And your fiscal year starts July 1, correct?
Fiscal year starts July 1. See how this will work?
Yeah. No, I understand it. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're working through it. I've got a great team. And we'll make it happen for sure.
Yeah.
And with all of that being said, our focus needs to be on academics and on kids and mental well-being and physical well-being and opportunities and pathways for careers and all that kind of stuff. So that's where we really try and keep our focus.
Yeah, I've used this analogy before. When I started the business, when I started Lighthouse Therapy, I always talk about plates being juggled by a juggler and spinning the plates. And when you're a superintendent, there are same thing. You have so many different hats that you have to wear and plates that you have to keep spinning properly. And it's a challenging position for sure.
It is, but I have to be honest, it's the best position I've ever had. I've been a teacher. I've been an athletic director, assistant principal, principal. They're all great roles, all very necessary. But what I like best about what I do is I get to work with all the different groups, right, including the community. We have a very, very strong community backing. I'm in the local Rotary and our Bigfoot Lions Club, and they support us very, very much. And local business people are part of those. So I've gotten to know so many different people. And, you know, when you're in a small community, it's really easy to come together to solve problems. I shouldn't say really easy. It's easier
than
a large district with a lot of red tape. We don't have a lot of red tape, which I'm very thankful for.
That's awesome. So you have, I'm assuming you have a board, so you have to go through the board for changes and such and such.
We have five board members.
So okay.
Again, that's a little smaller than a normal board. A normal board's 7,
okay.
Go up to 12. I'm really lucky, and they've been phenomenal. They've been phenomenal for me, for our kids, for our district. And when I started this job, I made sure that they had the same vision as I do, and we approach every question with what's best for kids.
Mm-hmm.
We start right there. Then we go, what's best for the taxpayers, what's best for the staff, et cetera, but we always stay student-centered.
Yeah. It's interesting that you say that, because Lighthouse Therapy's mission is to be a therapy company run by therapists for therapists for the betterment of students. So it's the same thing. You know, put the kids first. Put the kids first. Take care. For us, you know, we're a therapy company, so take care of your therapists, and then the rest of it comes. It really does. Because the kids win. When you're focusing on the kids win, right? So have you had graduation? Has graduation already happened?
Yep, we just had it this Sunday. It was really great. The beautiful weather. We do it out on our football field.
Nice.
Well attended. It was phenomenal. Again, my principal, Jeremy Anderson, and our admin team, they just do a great job with it.
So why are you guys different? Tell us how did Bigfoot High School and the way it's designed come about? What brought that on?
The model came out of Illinois. Illinois has a lot more union systems than we do. It's been a long time. I mean, a long, long time.
50s, okay.
When 1957 is when Bigfoot started.
Okay.
So before then. It's just the 10 different districts. And, it's interesting because they have their own philosophies and they can have their own identity, mm-hmm. which I really like. Whereas in a K-12 system, elementaries kind of take on the identity of the district, of the high school, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But here, we're all our separate identity. And then we come together as freshmen and, you know, become Chiefs.
Bigfoot Chief. So Bigfoot because of Bigfoot?
Chief Bigfoot. He founded this area.
Oh, okay.
We are right on Lake Geneva. If you know, or any of the listeners know anything about southern Wisconsin, they probably know Lake Geneva. It's a tourist area.
Gotcha.
It's a beautiful spring-fed lake. And two of our communities are right on the lake.
And
two of them are rural. And so Chief Bigfoot founded it way back when the Indians were roaming the land, and our school's named after him. We're one of the last schools in Wisconsin still with an Indian name. And out of all due respect to that old conversation, we are honoring Chief Bigfoot.
Yeah, and that's okay. That is absolutely okay. Yeah. And you know, it's like, if it isn't broke, don't fix it. Don't mess with it, right? Absolutely, absolutely. So I know you talked about budgets and all of that, but what other kinds of challenges are you guys facing right now?
You bet. We are no different than any other school in America. We're still coming off the COVID drag.
Mm-hmm.
Attendance. It's gotten so much better than during the COVID era. But we're still struggling with that. Mental health, students and staff, the anxiety levels and the stress levels, very, very difficult to deal with. And I think the biggest one for me right now is the staff, because teachers across America don't always feel respected.
Yeah. Yeah, I 100% agree with you.
You know, Wisconsin, I don't know how much you know about our background, but in 2010, there was an act called Act 10 by our governor that stripped away bargaining rights from our teachers and our staff, our whole staff. And so there are still remnants of that, because recently a judge overturned it, and so now it's another political volleyball. And so it's just created stress. People have very strong feelings about education one way or the other, and they're not always welcome to express them.
Right.
And somehow we need to get back as a society to what you and I talked about 3 minutes ago, what's best for kids.
Right.
How do we make that happen as a society? And in all honesty, as you know, it comes down to funding.
Mm-hmm.
And there's different views on how to fund education.
Yeah.
So we're kind of at the mercy of that. And we're always playing catch up based upon what we're told from the top down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. And every state has their own thing and how they do it. And yet we're still kind of in that 1950s funding model that it's just like sometimes you just feel like a rat in a wheel. So, and I've heard that I've had a lot of leaders talk to me about the results of COVID and the results that the social emotional issue is huge right now. It's huge, and I'm starting to believe that some of it isn't even really COVID. I think that COVID was like the catalyst, but I think that there is something in our society where we are so focused on our phones, focused on social media, focused on being as good as the person that I'm seeing on LinkedIn or whatever, and not really dealing with the core of who I am as a human being, right? I don't know if that's true. I'm not a psychologist, but, it just is like, and society is so split in half, left and right and up and down. And, I think we just need something that brings us together as a nation. It's like, and I don't know, I don't have the answers. I don't have all the answers, but I think that it's definitely a frustration and a concern, because this is our next generation. These are the kids that are going to make decisions in 20 years, right? Yes. And we need them to be healthy and strong. I'm sure that when I was in high school, my kids there were people that talking about us, right? Well, it was 40 years ago now, but, I do believe that there will be growth, and I do believe that human nature will, win out in the end. I'm also a Christian, so I believe that God will win out in the end, but, it just is, it's just a sad place that we're at, I pray for our nation, I pray for our kids, because we need it. We definitely need it, so.
Interesting you brought up social media. Technology is one of those stressors.
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. And how you use technology as an individual and as a school district. We've done a lot of work with AI this year for our teachers, more than anything, using AI in a positive way. It's gonna stay, right?
It's not going away. No, it's not going away. That's for sure. Yeah.
Embrace it. Mm-hmm. 20 years ago or however many, Google was the big thing too.
Yeah, 27 actually.
Yeah, they are.
Well, the reason I know is because my daughter says that she's older than Google by like 6 months. So she was born in 98 and Google was established in, she was born in January and Google was established in September, I think, of 98. So she loves to say she's older than Google. And I know how old she is. She's 27. So that's funny. Anyway, I interrupted you and I didn't mean to.
Oh, that's okay. Okay. Just, and what's going to be the next technology?
Yeah.
Right. Flipping back to the budget, to a practical level. Our HVAC units are run by a program called iView, and we're running on like version 6, which is obsolete. Well, now we have to do a huge upgrade, right? That costs money.
Yeah.
But again, it's technology. It's not anybody's fault. Yeah. Look at your phone 20 years ago. It's how it progresses. So somehow we have to be able to keep up with those things. Again, for the kids, we're a one-to-one district. Most districts are now.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That also came out of COVID, too, one-to-one. Really, that was a big push for COVID.
If we learned one thing, it's how to communicate online, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking to you in Texas right now.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have happened for COVID.
No, and yet I told you at the beginning, I'm a therapist of 31 years, and a couple of things I didn't even, you know, it was like the internet was just, I mean, just barely. Who heard of the internet? What was that? And then the other thing, you were talking about phones. I thought my husband and I have been married for 30 years, and I thought he was so cool because he had a bag phone in his car. And how cool was it that he had a bag phone? And, you know, now it's like they aren't even phones anymore. They're little handheld computers that we take everywhere. And they are like attached to our hands, and we've got to learn to turn them off, you know, and shut them down. How are you guys addressing the phone issue in your schools? How are you managing that?
We have caddies where kids are supposed to put them in when they come into the classroom, mm-hmm. unless the teacher wants them to use them for an academic reason.
Mm-hmm.
Our state is following other states and proposing legislation to ban cell phones from classrooms, which would be outstanding.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if it was a state law and not a school law.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. we have a total open enrollment and school choice in Wisconsin. So, you know, there are families who, if you take their phone away, they'll go to the next district so their kid can have their phone.
Isn't that crazy? You know? Yeah.
Yep. The whole school choice thing is a whole nother animal.
Yeah. And that perspective of the parent and how, you know, yeah, it's back to, you know, let's try to educate people and take, again, focus on the kids. Mm-hmm. We focus on the kids, always focus on the students and yep. make their lives as good as we can with. And even within the parameters, you know, of I have an unhappy parent, well, let's try to help that parent so mm-hmm. that they can be happy. Because, you know, the last thing we need is them poisoning their child. I've seen that Agreed. For sure. Yeah. So, okay. Well, great conversation. Lots of amazing things. You're juggling a lot of hats and a lot of plates and doing it. It sounds like you're doing a great job. So congratulations to you and your team. And it is a team. And congratulations to them. It sounds like you have a fantastic team around you. And I tell people that I don't do most of the work. Everybody just makes me look smart. So
there's too much to do for one person, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Way too much to do. So you hire great people and you let them do their job and you don't micromanage, you support.
Yeah.
It's been my philosophy. And like I said, our admin team, all of our directors, our staff, we're truly blessed.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. So where should people go if they want to learn more about your school?
www.bigfoot.k12.wi.us.
Awesome.
If you just search Bigfoot High School, Wisconsin, that'll come up too.
Is there another Bigfoot out there? Is there another Bigfoot
Not
High School?
Not to my knowledge. Not to my knowledge. But if you just put in Bigfoot, you're gonna
get a lot. And it won't be a high school.
Correct.
And it won't be, it probably won't even, you won't even get to the Indian Chief first. You'll still get the big lumbering brown whatever that he is. Flurry guy.
If you do go to our website, I would encourage you to click on the year in review.
Okay.
It should be on the scroll. Mm-hmm. We put together a publication around September, October every year that is a highlight of last year, the previous year. Mm-hmm. And that year in review will have all of our academic, activity, athletic, and artistic accomplishments that the school and staff have done the year before. And it is a huge celebration of our community and our kids. So that's where I would highly encourage people to go.
Awesome. That would be a fun thing to put together every year. I bet that's a fun thing for your staff to do. Yeah. To see, because sometimes I think we're so focused on today and what's going on today. And, you know, to be able to look at the wins throughout the year is an amazing thing. It really is.
That's it. We do focus too much and we don't see the big picture, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's something that we kids mm-hmm. need to teach kids and adults.
Yeah.
Step out of your own shoes and put yourself in other people's shoes.
Empathy. Empathy. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Empathy is a big one. Yeah. And I love your philosophy of trusting them. You can't micromanage your staff. Not if you want to be successful. And you know, in any role, you know, and where you have people under you, you got to trust them to do their job. I always say trust, but verify, you know, make sure that things are getting done. But again,
right.
you cannot micromanage people. If you're doing that, you're going to be spinning your wheels for a long time. So Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much. Again, it was great to speak with you, Doug. I've really enjoyed our conversation. With the Brighter Together podcast, we do this because we really are, like we've said over and over again, we're better, we're brighter together. So thanks again.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm.